stomach of you, there is, when there is death, there is, the body is physically shutting down. But along with the physical shutting down of the body, there is also emotional closure that is required. And that emotional closure has various aspects to it. So for example, I was talking about this Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So there they have a special dying service. Dying service involves one aspect of this particular thing, that depending on individual religious denomination, they say that you can recite verses from Bible, Quran, Gita, and the devotees also chant mantras. Death is a great equalizer. People have attachment to various sectarian ideas. But when death comes, then whatever offers them, people are open to that. So they offer this, and this is an enormous help for people to become peaceful in accepting whatever is going to come. At least to accept some level of acceptance, to get some level of acceptance. So this sort of chanting the mantras at the time of death helps bring about emotional closure. Because the fear of what is going to happen, that can block the emotional closure. So that, if that emotional closure is assisted through the chanting of the mantras, then the person moves forward to wherever the next situation is in a more graceful way. So thank you very much for your kind attention.